There is one part of the Chiefs offense. You and I agree. It sounded like Ross Tucker, who joined us yesterday, agreed. Nate Taylor agreed on Tuesday. Sunday was the best they've played on offense all season. That's the best Patrick Mahomes has looked all season. One thing that really stood out to me that if I'm going to say, hey, how can this offense flirt with the top 10? Look, I don't think they're a top five offense anymore. They're missing too many key players at too many key spots to do that. But how do they flirt with top 10, right? How do they become an effective offense week in and week out? I thought we saw the first glimpse of that yesterday or on Sunday. And even though none of them were completed, the continued and now I would say almost forced in a good way attempts to get the ball to Xavier Worthy deep did not go unnoticed by me. If you look at his stat line, you'd be like, well, he was fine. I guess he had like, what, 25 yards? Oh, no, 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 no. They threw to him on back-to-back deep passes on two different drives. Both could have been called pass interference. One was, so we know it had a direct impact on the game. They threw to him another time. It was a little short of that. They have started to force feed the deep balls to Xavier Worthy. And I think that that's what's making the middle of the field easier later in that game where you have to start respecting it if they're going to throw it down that way to Worthy three times a game, four times a game, right?
There's no doubt that if you're going to have even the opportunity to stretch the field, and you are able to take that shot a couple times a game, there's a very good chance with his speed that a defender is going to hold or pass interfere, and you're going to get that call. And we saw that. You've got to have the protection with your offensive line to have the time for that play to develop. That's the other part of this equation. You know, we got to make sure Patrick Mahomes has to have time to
pressure
wait.
Pressure rate's still been okay this year.
Yeah, like, so
it's been better than league average.
If he's given time, then yeah, they're going to have an opportunity a couple times a game to take shots. You hope to connect. But as you said, even if you don't, you're probably getting at least one of those called. I mean, I'm not comparing Worthy to this next player I'm about to mention, but I was watching the London game, Jets-Vikings, on Sunday morning, and you guys probably were watching Sam Darnold, Justin Jefferson, in the second half, I think he had only like one or two catches. But there were probably three and two drive holding or PI calls that he drew. Now, again, that's Justin Jefferson. My point being is you don't have to catch the football to have a huge impact on the play.
Correct.
If you're going to draw a flag. And that's what Xavier Worthy was able to do.
Multiple times. Uh-huh. Well, he got one of the flags, but he could have easily drawn two. And so I like the insistence to do it. I think there should be three times a game when you tell the defense, we're throwing it down to him really deep. Now, look, eventually they just put two guys on him all the time. Well, then I guess you can't do it. Oh, no. But that means two guys are on him all the time, which means the safety is abandoning the other side of the field multiple times a game. And that's when those like deep crossers to Justin Watson work, those underneath stuff to Juju Smith-Schuster work. You could fool them in the screen game. But for a few weeks, at the very least, you got to tempt them into it a little bit. I thought it opened things up for the offense quite a bit. And yet it had a positive impact that he was near making multiple plays. And honestly, this, if he doesn't get pass interfered both times, probably makes one of those catches. He got interfered with both times. One of them they called. But if, you know, he probably makes one if they don't pass interfere him. That's typically how it works. And so that just feels like a really important part of their offense going forward, especially because you and I and all of us are going to desperately be watching the growth of Xavier Worthy. Because last year, all they added was Mecole Hardman. They didn't really add to a wide receiver unit that wasn't very good. They just waited for Rashee Rice to develop into a monster. I don't know, because of the injuries they have this year, if they can just wait for Xavier Worthy to develop into a monster. I feel more desperate about it this year than last year, but maybe that's because I now know what Rashee Rice was when healthy for this team. But over the next 3 weeks, find out. You don't have to trade for anybody for 3 weeks. Find out everything you can find out about Xavier Worthy in the next 3 weeks. That way you're making an informed decision.
Yeah, that's no, all. I mean, I would love to see the continued development. I think we will. I said this with the Juju production as well, Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't care if he has two more 100-yard games. I still think they need to trade for a receiver. It's not about...
What if Worthy has two more 100? Because then you're taking the health factor out of it.
Yeah.
And instead you're saying they have an emerging young star at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a huge boost. Maybe it changes the degree, but I don't think they should look at any of that and say, well, we don't need wide receiver help.
Sure.
Does that mean they go and get someone that's not going to be as fun and flashy for the fan base? Sure. They typically, let's be real, when they've invested, that's why even the Tyreek Hill thing you brought up, I laughed, because they really, other than when they've drafted, they typically have not gone out and spent either a ton of money on wide receiver or given up significant draft capital. Hell, nope. The biggest draft for capital they've Kadarius given up Tony. Was for Kadarius Toney. Yeah, yes. Like that's the biggest draft capital they've given up for a wide receiver, other than drafting the guy directly, as in Xavier Worthy in the first round. Duh. But you know what I'm saying? At the trade deadline stuff, it's not typically a market they get all that aggressive in. We hear a lot of rumors, a lot of rumblings. That applies for every team in the NFL.
Odell and Devontae. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
even though I think Devontae Adams is definitely getting traded this year, just not to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear where he's going.
I just think the Chiefs get mentioned with bigger names that they don't typically land.
Well, when you're in the middle of a dynasty, anytime a veteran's available, the Chiefs are always going to get brought up. Other than the quarterback position, every single veteran that might be available will always somehow be linked. Well, Kansas City's got like the second best odds to land said player. Yeah, because they're all in because of where they're at as an organization. They're trying to three-peat. So I get it. Any player we hear in 2 weeks that, hell, even I think with Kareem Hunt, maybe not as much, but if a running back was available, yeah. Oh, the Chiefs.
Before Kareem Hunt, it would have been a slam dunk, you know what probably.
I mean? I think so.